And he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. That is, have faith in God. Not that you get the ability to move mountains or your own selfish desires, but that His will might be done in your life. Have faith in God. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. And if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And believe me, if we stood on that basis today, some of us would really be in difficulty. But remember this, an unforgiving spirit will short-circuit the power of prayer. And that's important. Now, God forgives us for Christ's sake. That's the way we are saved. But if you and I are going to have power in our lives, there must be forgiveness. That's very important. Now, we find the chief priest coming out to try to trap him here. And notice verse 27. And they come again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and elders. They're still on his trail, you see, these bloodhounds of hate. And they say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? Who gave thee this authority to do these things? You see, they were the ones in authority. They were the religious rulers, and they hadn't given him any authority. And they want to know where he got it. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I'll also ask of you one question. You notice how he always answers like that? And answer me, and I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? Answer me. That was a good question, by the way. This was a devastating question to the religious rulers. You see, if they said that John's baptism was from heaven, then the obvious follow-up would be, well, why didn't you accept him? And if they repudiated John, then the people would be antagonized, for they accepted John. And then he asked them this question, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he'll say, why then did ye not believe him? But if we shall say of man, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. They had to confess their ignorance, and they thought they knew everything, by the way. And Jesus answering saith unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. They had to wiggle out of answering the question, you see, by blandly saying they were ignorant. And someone might say, well, the Lord Jesus didn't answer their question, and he didn't use sufficient ground. Oh, my friend, they were not seeking an answer. They were trying to trap him, don't you remember? And he is the one that didn't answer them, because he's not falling into their trap. This is, to me, one of the great proofs of his deity, the way he handled his enemies.